Welcome back. Today's topic is OnlyFans, and a lot of you are familiar with OnlyFans. Probably some subscribe to OnlyFans. First of all, OnlyFans is an app that you can download. A lot of things goes on OnlyFans. Like, for instance, you could be cooking, you could be playing sports or whatever. But what's going on now, OnlyFans was about to shut down. And this app, the reason it was about to shut down is because of the sexual acts that are going on this particular app. And, you know, you can download the app, subscribe, pay your money, see whatever. You can see nudity or whatever you want to see. Whatever the person that you subscribe to, whatever they're doing. They may pleasure themselves and you may want to sit there and watch. But you're paying a fee per month. Now, you can private message them and get a little extra of your choice if that person wants to give you certain content. Now, for OnlyFans to be shut down, I just think the reason why is, or people are pushing to get it shut down, is because the government isn't receiving a cut of the money. That's just what I feel. But if the government was in on it and they were getting their portion, I think it would be okay. But it has become a problem because, you know, the government, you know, Uncle Sam want his tax. He want his money. He want his cut. But that's, I don't know if this is true, but that's what I kind of feel that's going on. That's just like on one of the previous podcasts, I talked about prostitution. And I really feel like if it was a big prostitution tax, it will be more legal. Just like now with weed being legalized, but it's a higher tax and the government getting that little cut in it, so it's okay. Now, before OnlyFans, it was a similar site or website called Backpage. If you don't know what Backpage was, it was kind of like prostitution. It was a site with men and women. You could go on the site. And if you was a fan of somebody that you saw, and you had interest in them, you would shoot them a message. Now, when you shoot them a message, they would respond. Or when you went on the actual site, Backpage, you would see their price of fun, or what they call fun. Now, it might have been $45 per 30 minutes. But you was aware of what was going on. So on the Backpage site, when you hooked up, you send them a message, y'all responded, you show up with the money. And that was it. Now, these sites like that could be dangerous because you don't know who you're meeting up with or whatever. And, you know, they could hurt you, murder you, or take your money. But if it runs smooth, honestly, I don't think that it was a crime. I don't see any criminal acts if no one was hurt in this transaction. It's your money and it's your body. Now, people that had problems with this were mainly the lawmakers that had so much to say. These same lawmakers are the ones that had so much to say about women having abortions. Now, this is my personal opinion. I don't support abortion. First of all, I don't support it. Everybody deserves life. If you slip up, okay, let the child be born, maybe put it up for adoption. But I don't support abortion. I don't support taking the life of a child. But if you were raped, I think you should have the right to make your own decision, since being sexually assaulted against your will, you had no say-so. Because And this is really it's a tough topic to talk about. Like I said, I don't support it, but if a woman was raped, like, what makes you feel like that she has to have that child? That's just like a woman going out in public, you know, guys pick her up, take her down the road, they rape her, you know, they beat her or whatever. I don't think that she should just have to have that baby, like, just because some lawmaker saying, oh, no abortion, you would have this child. It's like, and then once she had the child, she had to, she's traumatized. She had to live with this about somebody raped her that she didn't know, she didn't like, she wasn't attracted to, but they got her pregnant. Now she's living with a child, and that's just stress, trauma, anxiety all over again. But the main people that complain about this abortion things are like Republicans. Not getting political, but Democrats are known to be nice and do what's right. A Republican's gonna go hard and whatever benefits them. And most of the time, a lot of times, they are the ones that are getting caught behind the scenes. But a Republican's gonna go hard to have their name clear to do what's right. I mean, whatever benefits them. Democrats do what's right by the people. A Republican gonna fight to the end. And that's the difference. But at the end of the day, OnlyFans is mainly, I think, the reason it gets a lot of attention. Because it's about sex. That's what draws attention. When you hear people speak of OnlyFans, you know, that's what's the first thing you hear? You're going to hear about the sex acts up there. And I don't care who you are as an adult. I don't care who you are. You know, pastor, lawyer, doctor, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. As an adult, you love some good old sex. I don't care who you are. Now, you might don't want to go public with it or keep it quiet or whatever, but you love the feeling of some good sex. No, I don't care who you are. So don't let nobody fool you. And see, whomever is behind OnlyFans probably thought about it before they just let someone come and shut down what they've built. Because I think whoever's behind OnlyFans, it was the same people that had Backpage. But when they stepped it up to OnlyFans, they made it a little more legal. They put more acts into when you log on to the app or the site, you could do more. But I think those people were connected in some kind of way. Because in the climate that we're in right now, I mean, OnlyFans is probably needed, you think about it. Because the virus is spreading. Now people needing booster shots. I mean, the Delta variant is supposed to be stronger than the original virus. And coming in contact with humans is just flat out dangerous now. So, hey, if you subscribe to OnlyFans, I mean, it might not be bad thing. It might not be a bad thing now. You don't have to come in contact with a person. All you got to do is go on that internet, download the app, pay your fee, and find whoever you want and be on that page, pay your fee, and you get to see content and you get to pleasure yourself or whatever it is that you do when you see someone that you like. So if you're subscribed to OnlyFans, you know, don't look at it as if it's a bad thing. I don't care if you are a diehard church goer or whatever you're into. OnlyFans is between you and that person. That person's not going to put you on blast because they're trying to get your money. So, like I said, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Nobody knows unless you tell them. And on another note, I'll play devil's advocate a little bit. Because some of you that are afraid of what people might say, I know you might be on many free porn sites. You don't have to pay anything. You just log on. And I know for a fact that a lot of people are on the free sites. They might not be on it all the time, but they just take a peep. And on these sites, you can look up there for free. Pleasure yourself. But the only thing, the difference is a free porn site and let's say Pornhub. You just click on Pornhub, whatever comes up. You see whatever. The only difference is you won't get a direct message from a person that you like or whatever. But you'll get a variety of different women doing different acts. And it's free. So if you feel guilty about paying OnlyFans, just go onto a free site. And to all that are against OnlyFans, I say like this. Because my thing is, hey, it's nothing wrong with looking at the menu even when you're on a diet. It's okay to look at the menu. So, and to all the OnlyFans, to all the people that are against OnlyFans, think about it this way. Some of you are with a man or woman that are struggling to make ends meet. Some of you. But this right here is geared towards the people that are so much against it. Okay. He or she / your partner is getting pleasure from you. And when it comes down to paying bills, you're alone. You're by yourself. And I ain't telling you to do it, but think about it. Why not show a little something? Hey, show a little something with your face covered. Or put an emoji on your face. Because you're struggling already. And the man or woman that you're with is like, hey, what are you getting out of besides a little bit of pleasure? But think about it. If you are on OnlyFans, you'll be surprised at the money that some people are making on OnlyFans. And I'm not trying to promote you to go up there to show off your body, to do this, to do that. I'm just telling you if you're not aware of OnlyFans. Now, I'm not up there, but I hear. I have friends that are. Now, I hear you can make $300 a month being on OnlyFans and you're just showing off your legs and your feet. $300 a month. You know, and he or she seeing all of you and you're not even getting the light bill paid by them. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say this before I close out. I'm not on OnlyFans, but I say Sanaa Lathan, I would subscribe to OnlyFans to see her or whatever she do in her everyday life. I'm just a big fan of hers, you know, and it doesn't have to be about nudity. But I'm just saying, if I was in that type of stuff, I would subscribe to Sanaa Lathan just to see what she do in her everyday life. That's just me. Okay, that's all I have by OnlyFans. But hey, if you subscribe, hit me up and I'll promote you. I'll tell people, hey, so-and-so got a page or whatever. Like I said, remember, you don't have to show your face. Put an emoji on your face. Show your feet. Show your legs. Whatever you do, you know. But you could show more. But I'm just giving the basic PG version. Legs and feet, you're making $300 a month, which ain't a bad thing. Okay, this week in the news, 13 soldiers killed in Afghanistan. Like I said before, the U.S. needs to clean up their own mess before going to another country trying to set up and make peace, because we have problems here at home. Biden wants to pull the soldiers out. Okay, I understand that. But why are the Republicans, and when you watch Fox News, they're acting as if Biden killed the 13 soldiers? You know, it's like we're so divided. Like, I don't lean towards Democrat. I don't lean towards Republicans, because they're both criminals. You know, they do stuff that's not right. But I think the Republicans need to fall back. If you watch Fox News, you would have think that Biden actually went over there and killed the people himself. You know. So, that's all I have. All right. Thanks for listening. Once again, if you're listening, I don't know who's listening. All I do, I get a number count of how many people listen. But I thank all of you for listening. And I'll talk to y'all next week.